The scandal in Germany is only part of the crisis engulfing the Catholic Church in Europe. Allegations have also surfaced in Italy, in Austria, in Ireland. And we're joined now from Ireland by Paddy Agnew, the Vatican correspondent for the Irish Times. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, we heard a few moments ago there, Pope Benedict did speak yesterday for Palm Sunday at the Vatican, but he has not given a major address or really taken a lot of the allegations coming out full on. Why not?
Well, to be fair to him, he has taken the allegations full on in relation to the country where I am at the moment, Ireland, in the sense that he addressed a letter to the Irish faithful a week ago in which he offered his defense and indicated very clearly, as far as he was concerned, the major responsibility for the mishandling of sex abuse crisis lay with an incompetent set of bishops. But that's hardly an adequate answer for a crisis that, you know, it's like a tsunami that's splashing over the entire Catholic Church, be it in, you know, Austria, Holland, Brazil, and above all, in his own native country, Germany.
Absolutely. You said when addressing the scandal specifically in Ireland, he laid the blame on bishops. Did he take responsibility himself for what's happened there?
No, he didn't. He didn't take responsibility either for himself or indeed for the Holy See and for his predecessors in the position of Pope. And that is clearly one of the most polemical aspects of the letter to the Irish, because if the sex abuse problem was just the problem of incompetent Irish bishops, how come you have scandals in all these other countries?
Well, and you describe this as a tsunami that just keeps coming. Is the Pope himself vulnerable? How close has this come in touching him?
Well, as we all know, it's come very close to touching him, because there has been the case of this priest during Pope Benedict's watch as the Archbishop of Munich. That was in 1980. The case was badly mishandled. You know, in the past, bishops have been forced to resign for less.
Do you see any chance that this Pope will resign over this?
Well, not at the moment, because, I mean, I think as everybody understands, the question of resignation for a Pope is an immensely delicate matter. The last Pope to resign was Pope Gregory XII, 1415. Even Benedict's predecessor, we often talked, John Paul II, that is, during the last 10 years or so of his pontificate, as I'm sure lots of your listeners remember, he had terribly bad health. There was a lot of talk in those days about surely the senior cardinals should just ask him to resign, and surely he should resign himself because of his ill health. But John Paul II many, many times said, God put me on the seat of St. Peter, and only God can take me off the seat of Peter.
Last thing I want to ask you, Paddy Agnew, the Church has weathered scandals to do with child sexual abuse before for many years now. What do you see as being the long-term impact on the Church?
Until it is seen that a Pope, and I can't believe it will be this Pope, is willing to face some of the most serious problems in the Church, that is the role of women, the role of the laity, the question of a celibate priesthood, a whole variety of areas of teaching on sexual morals. Unless those change, the Catholic Church could be in for some very lean days in the future.
All right. Paddy Agnew is Vatican correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another story we're watching closely this morning is a pair of suicide bombings in the Moscow subway system. Two female suicide bombers blew themselves up at different subway stations at the height of the morning rush hour. At least three dozen people were killed and scores wounded. Witnesses described an atmosphere of panic at the underground stations as they made their way through clouds of dust and smoke trying to escape. No one has claimed responsibility for the explosions. There was another attack on Moscow's subway system 6 years ago when dozens of people were killed. That blast was claimed by Chechen rebels. The Moscow subway system is one of the world's busiest, carrying 7 million passengers on an average workday.